Start now. Start Monday. Start tonight. Start tomorrow afternoon. Start. Start the process. So you always have to know what your objective is. When you're calling somebody who just got the Your Wish Is Your Command series, what is the objective? The objective is, A, did they listen to it? Have they even started it? If they did listen, have they finished it? And if they're finished, are they interested in getting more information about Jin? That's the reason for my call, to find out if they want more information about Jin, ultimately. But the first question is, did they finish it? That's my first reason for the call. So if I call up Ted and he got the Your Wish Is Your Command, my call is, again, ridiculously simple and short. Hey, Ted, it's KT. Just checking in and see if you had a chance to finish the Your Wish program. No, I haven't finished it yet. Oh, what CD are you up to? Oh, I'm on 8. What do you think so far? This is my real conversation. Notice I'm not talking a lot. And then I listen. I let him talk. I don't talk. God, I don't add stuff. I don't impress him with everything I know, how much I know, and what I know. I let him talk. And guess what I say after he says all the stuff about the program? Great. When do you think you'll be finished? I don't add my 2 cents in. I don't add my knowledge. I just say, great. When do you think you'll be finished? Oh, a few more days. Great. I'll give you a call in a few more days. What's your schedule look like? You think it'll be done by Thursday or Friday? You can now set up an appointment for the phone call back if that feels right. Many times for me, that doesn't feel right. It feels a little bit too strict. For a lot of people and other people, some people I'm dealing with are very strict. They're very appointment-oriented, and I can feel that, and I will set up the appointment. Other people, it's more loosey-goosey, and I want to keep a little bit that feel. So I'll say, fine, I'll give you a call in a few days, and let me know what you think. Then I call them back in a few days. Hey, Ted, did you finish listening to the program yet? Notice the phrase. Ted, KT, just calling to see if you had a chance to finish listening to the program yet. Yeah. What do you think? And then take a zipper and go. When you ask someone a question, let them talk. Don't talk. But what if there's a pause? What if there's a really long pause? What you think is a long pause is this length. Oh, that's too long. For many of you, that's way too much silence. It isn't for me. I learned this from a great guy named Jerry Green. Jerry Green was one of the greatest communicators and persuaders and negotiators I ever met. He taught me a lot. And when he would ask somebody a question, he would say something like, so, what do you think? And in order to make sure he didn't talk, this is in the old days, by the way, he would reach into his desk, open up a drawer real slow, pull out a pack of non-filters Lucky Strikes, take one out, put it in his mouth, put the cigarettes back, close that drawer, open another drawer, take out a lighter. And he had this whole mechanical thing, so it took him a long time to actually light the cigarette. He would then light that cigarette, take a long drag, and inhale it. And that kept his mouth shut. That way he couldn't talk. And I was sitting there in the office when this happened, and there was silence the entire time. Because Jerry said to the guy, what do you think? And he didn't say anything. The guy was just like, And Jerry didn't talk, and that guy didn't talk, and Jerry didn't talk, and Jerry finished the cigarette. And I said, what is he gonna do now? Guess what he did? He went through the whole procedure all over again.